It is Meet Me at the Diner, and due to technical difficulties, we've had to pre-record Prudence, but Prudence Taylor from the library, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Anne. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's been a tough Monday here.
Well, that's typical of Mondays, though, isn't it?
It is. But hey, this is exciting because it's October 3rd, and the library's been open 1 year exactly.
Today, that's right. This is our first year anniversary, and things have gone really well. We've seen our use explode. Library use is up 60%, and I think part of it is because the new library is so big and bright and beautiful. It's very open, and people feel very relaxed, very comfortable there. They really do. The staff has always been welcoming. I had one man tell me the staff had always been so warm and welcome and made him feel good to be there. But the building, the old library, was dark and he felt depressed every time he walked in the door. At the new library, because of all the windows, it's so bright and open, he feels very comfortable there.
Well, I'm sure, too, that probably the economy has something to do with that, too, though, because people can use the resources at the library and, of course, not have to pay anything.
Well, that's very true. The economy has had an impact on library use. We've seen an increase in our circulation. We've seen an increase in the people who are using our computers. We've seen an increase in the people who are coming to library programs. And it's because they don't have the disposable income anymore to buy books. They don't have the income to pay for the internet access at home, or to have computers. And because they don't have the disposable income to go to movies or other kinds of entertainment. So they're coming to the library. And I'm glad to have them there. I'm glad our programs are well attended and all of that. I just wish it were under better circumstances. I wish the economy were better.
Yeah, it'd be nice if the library was up 60% and the economy was booming, wouldn't it be?
Wonderful. That would be the best of all possible worlds.
Absolutely, because that would mean that everything was the programs. And, you know, I think there'd be more money coming into the library. It's been a struggle, hasn't it, just to keep all the things that are necessary, plus with the expanded demand.
Yes, it has. But thanks to our volunteers, we're doing well. We have 78 volunteers, and because of their hard work, the genealogy room has stayed open. Books and other materials are available for checkout in a timely manner. They get our books shelved back on the table, back on the shelves, and very quickly. And they work the welcome desk, they work in the bookstore, the Friends bookstore, and that's made a huge difference for us, too. We added up, and last year, those volunteers donated over $45,000 worth of time to the library.
And yet the libraries across the state have been cut, so this makes it even more valuable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It really does.
So now, do you have enough volunteers, or you need more volunteers, Bruce?
We always need more volunteers. And people can choose to volunteer for the short term or for the long term. They can choose pretty much where they'd like to work. If they'd like to work in the computer lab, in the genealogy room, if they'd like to shelve, if they'd like to work at the welcome desk or the bookstore, they have choices about how they can volunteer, how long they can volunteer, and where they can volunteer. If you don't like children, you don't need to volunteer to work in the children's room.
Probably a good idea, Prudence.
Okay, but some people do love working with children, but not everybody does. And I've never had thought about it because I like kids and I like working with them, but I had a person tell me that that was the last place he or she wanted to be.
I understand. And, of course, then the genealogy, the teen center, or just working with the books and keeping things back on the shelves. I guess you have to process every book that comes back in, right?
Well, all we have to do is check it back in. No, when I said processing, I meant putting in barcodes, putting in cards and pockets, putting labels on the backs of the spines. We have volunteers working with that, and they have made such a difference for us. We just really appreciate it very much. As a matter of fact, the library is going to be participating in a program that the class of 2011 for Leadership Greenwood is doing. They're holding it on Tuesday, October 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the American Legion building, and that's Match Your Mission, and that's a volunteer fair. And it works pretty much the same way as a job fair, except instead of coming in looking for a job, it will give people the opportunity to come in and see all the different agencies in Greenwood that need volunteers. So they
can. It's an excellent idea.
It really is. It's a wonderful idea.
Wow.
So we're looking forward to that on Tuesday, October 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the American Legion.
Wow, cool stuff. All right, well, we have volunteers needed. We've got programs coming up at the library. I know some of the programs that are coming up, Cool Gardening Techniques and More with Jim Hodges. That is, of course, on Thursday, October 6th, 6:30 p.m. Is that free?
Yes, absolutely. We're very excited about this program. I myself am not a gardener because I can kill anything. But although I will be there to try to learn what I can.
To see how to kill things? Yes. Okay, great.
But he's going to be talking about how to prepare. Can't talk. How to prepare your garden for spring and summer planting. And he's also going to be talking about container gardening and composting. So I think it's going to be a really interesting program. Mr. Hodges always does great programs, and I think this one's going to be really nice. This will be after the library closes, so we'll be in the auditorium, and people should come to the side entrance.
That sounds excellent. Other things going on. I noticed that County Council has now moved their meetings over there to the library.
Yes, this was something that they planned from the very beginning to hold their meetings at the library because it has more room and there's more parking. And so that will start tomorrow night. And the County Council meets at 5:30 p.m. And you can come in either through the side door into the auditorium or through the library into the auditorium.
Wow. So if you want to know what's going on with County Council, that's where they're going to start meeting.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to mention another program that we have this week. Emily Cooper is an author from Greenville, and she is a former reporter, but she's written a book called The Queen of the Lost, which is about the biography of Lucy Holcomb Pickens, who was active during the Civil War and also during Reconstruction. And this program is sponsored by the Humanities Council of South Carolina. And she will be at the library on Sunday, October 9th at 3 p.m. So we're very excited to have her come. We have another program, the library.
When we come back, let's talk about it. How about that? We're
going to
hear a
great
word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of.
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
And we're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Yes, we're having a good time. Yes, we've had to pre-record this show for you here today. Because, as always, there's something going on with electronics with a radio station. Isn't that amazing that that's what's always happening? Oh, God, it's frustrating. But it will be posted on the web. You'll be able to listen to it. We're here with Prudence Taylor, who is, of course, the executive director over there at the library, the head librarian. You know, you were telling me that, what, September 28th was the first job that you got?
September 28th, 1976. I hate to mention dates because it lets people know how old I am.
But
I know, still. I've been a librarian for 35 years, and I'm only 39. I started when I was 4.
You're very amazing. Very precocious child.
I was. I truly was.
Well, that's terrific. So congratulations. That's a long time. Of course, you were a librarian. Where were you a librarian first?
I got my first job at the Hart County Library in Hartwell, Georgia. I was hired on a CETA position. I qualified because I hadn't worked for a year, and that was the only requirement. I hadn't worked for a year because I had been in school, and that was not a problem for them. Now, 2.5 years later, it would become a problem, so they stopped accepting students in CETA positions, or former students in CETA positions. But that was my first job, and I was there for 2.5 years, and then I went to the Athens Regional Library, and I was there for 18 years. But I started there as children's librarian, and I really loved it. I really did. And I loved working in Athens, and I have loved working in Greenwood. I came to Greenwood in 1997, and it's just been a joy to be here.
I think particularly to see the culmination of one of the projects that you were charged with to get that library built and paid for.
Yes.
It's been a huge accomplishment.
There is no debt on that library, and I am so happy to be able to say that. But the county worked very hard and planned very carefully to ensure that it would have enough money to pay for the library, and they had actually raised the money to pay for the library before the construction even began.
That's right. That was what that extra 1 cent sales tax
yes.
was.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, now, the way I look at it, Prudence, since we now have TJ Maxx, Michael's, Hobby Lobby here, we'll be able to retire that extra 1 cent sales tax, at least by Christmas. I mean, the last thing we have to pay for with that is the dam. If they just give us an answer on how much we owe, we could be back to 6% here. Wouldn't that be good?
It would be nice, and I think that you should come to the county council tomorrow night and ask the county council about it. Because they will be meeting at the library tomorrow night at 5:30.
That's right. So, but that would be, I see no reason that this 1 cent sales tax cannot be retired with as much business as they've been doing down there at TJ Maxx and now Michael's, of course, and Hobby Lobby with these new businesses here. We're looking for big things here. Absolutely. Well, hey, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery today. Hey, by the way, price of gold is up. What did I just see a little while ago? I think I saw $1,650. So if you have gold, if you have diamonds, you need to come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Make an appointment or just come by and see us. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and of course, Saturdays from 10 until 2. Give us a call if you need to, 229-6613. That's 229-6613. Well, I know one of the things that's been real popular is the teen center.
Yes, we are the only library in the state to have a separate teen center, and our teens helped plan it, and it's gotten a lot of use since it's been open. It's been truly wonderful. They have programs planned regularly, and one they have coming up on Wednesday afternoon, the 5th, is to make gingerbread houses. Haunted
cool.
gingerbread
haunted,
has.
Oh, you know, that's cool.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. And people can call, or teens can call the library at 941-4650 to sign up for that program.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yes. Haunted gingerbreads. Now, that's a twist on everything. Will they be on display at the library?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Unless they get eaten or taken home.
Well, that's cool.
We always have to allow for these little things.
But I also, you know, a teen program, that's hard to put together to get teens, because that's a hard age, isn't it, to get them involved?
Well, it is, but we really believe in supporting our teens. Greenwood is no different from any other small town. We don't have a lot here for our teens to do, and teens, and we define a teen as students in grades 6 through 12. They are welcome at the library. They are in a supervised area at the library. And so it's a great place for them to come. The Teen Center has graphic novels. It has popular authors for teens. And it's a place they can come in, sit down, study or not, talk to their friends in a quiet voice.
You actually have a separate room. I mean,
yes,
you know,
it's
glass,
a separate room.
You can see through it, but yeah.
But it's a place they can come, and it's just for our teens. Adults and young children are really not allowed to be in there. I mean, a person can go in and get a book they want to read. We have as many adults reading the vampire books as we do students.
Right.
They can. The adults are welcome to come in there and get a book, but then they leave. There's an adult reading area on both the first floor and the second floor, and there are other places they can read their things, but the Teen Center is just for our teens.
Well, and you always have a lot of programs going on. I've noticed that there's
yes.
always something coming up and going on to keep them interested. Now, do you find you have more younger teens, or is it straight across the board as far as the teens?
We have more younger teens at this point. It really depends, though, on what the program is as to the age group that comes in.
Sure.
And when we did our teen lock-in last year, it was straight across the board.
I like that idea, a teen lock-in. We knew where they were at. That was important. You get requests to have these more often, Prudence?
Yes, we do have parents who would like us to have them more often. But it's really a lot of fun, and we had one last year. That's something that we usually do during the year. And then a program that we have coming up, the library will be holding Greenwood Reads in January and February of 2012, and we're doing a workshop for our teens. There are four sessions. Two sessions focus on poetry, two sessions focus on art. And our hope is that we will be able to publish the work that our teens do and make it into a little book.
Mm-hmm.
And each student who participates will get a copy of the book, as well as it will go to their schools, and then we'll have copies in the library too. So there will be one for the school library. Each student will have one. So we're looking at a publication of about 50 or 60, depending on the number of kids who participate. But I think that's going to be amazing.
That is going to be amazing. You know, mm-hmm. I think there's not enough emphasis on poetry. Do you think so today?
I have to agree. I really, really do. And it's
and
a
yet
shame.
When you put rap music together, that is a poetry of sorts, right?
It is.
It's amazing that there isn't more because of that interest or desire with the rap music.
That's very true.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess that's any haunted house or any staying at the library overnight, night in the library.
We don't have any teen lock-ins planned right now, but that may be something we'll do later on. Another program, a series I wanted to talk about, is one that the library is doing in cooperation with the Community Health Information Center and Medical Library itself, Regional. We're offering monthly programs, and it's the second Monday of each month. We started in September with a program on fruits and veggies. And this one that for October will be held October 10th. And Brenda Jones is coming in to talk about breast health. And that's really important since breast cancer is so serious and is such a serious problem.
Isn't this Breast Cancer Awareness Month, too? October
yes, it is. Yep. Yeah, it's very right. fitting. And so she'll be there from 12 to 1 p.m. in the auditorium to talk about breast health. You can bring your lunch, or if you want to order a lunch, you have until Friday, October 8th. To order one, and I'm not making the lunches, so don't worry, I'm not cooking, but you have a choice of a ham sandwich, roast beef, or smoked turkey, and then a side item, and the cost of the lunches is $10.25, and then we'll have water and tea there. Now, you don't have to order a lunch to come. You can just bring your lunch if you make your lunch every day, and bring that, and you will enjoy this program by Brenda Jones, and there is no charge to attend the program.
You know, it is amazing how many free things the library has. And without the friends of the library, I know they're a big contributor to making sure that a lot of programs go on. But to be able to stretch the buck to get all these programs in here. It is pretty amazing, Prudence.
Well, we're very fortunate. We have good relationships, I think, with Self Regional and with the Clemson Extension Service. And I think that makes all the difference. Plus, we're very fortunate here in South Carolina to have a Humanities Council with a Speakers Bureau. That makes a big difference. But libraries are a great investment. For every dollar that is given to a library, the community gets $4 back.
Wow.
That is an incredible investment. I wish
business was like that, honey.
Yes. I was going to say that. I just couldn't think how to get it out.
Yeah, absolutely. For every dollar that's invested, you get $4 back.
That's right.
Wow. The library is definitely a model we all should look at, folks, is how they do it. But we are here with Prudence Taylor. Yes, she is the head librarian, executive director over there at the Greenwood County Library. If you'd like to call the library, all you need to do is give them a call. That's 941-4650. Now, y'all have a website, too, do you?
Yes, it's www.greenwoodcountylibrary.org. And you can find all the information about programs on that website.
So that's an excellent place to go. Maybe bookmark that. GreenwoodCountyLibrary.org. That's where you're going to find all that great information. And I suppose a whole lot more. You keep it updated with all the things going on, all the services, and I imagine the hours of the library too.
Yes, yes. You can find that all there, and it's updated whenever it's needed
to change or when something new comes up. Mm-hmm. Well, we are here with Prudence. It is time for us to hear South Carolina news, so don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, we're having a great morning right here with Prudence right here on Meet Me at the Diner. In fact, it's after lunch now, so I can't say morning anymore, but it's a good day, but having a little technical difficulties with the radio today, so we're going to post this as a podcast and hopefully get it on the air on one of the days real soon. So, Prudence, we were just talking about, you know, I was telling you needed to listen to or watch, either way, because we recorded it. Harry Anderson, of course, was in town last week, Night Court judge, and the great show Night Court did a fabulous job with his show, his one-man show he did over there in Abbeville as a fundraiser, wise guy. And we had a great conversation, but what we were talking about is how great it is to have these big box businesses coming in. But he was saying, and particularly from the magic part of it, because he's a magician, and he goes, you know, I buy my fair amount on the internet from Amazon or whatever. He goes, but we have a magic store where I live, and I make sure that I go there 2 and 3 times a week to support them because I want that magic store there. I don't want it to disappear. And, you know, I thought that was a great point. And then he went on to say that our businesses, that people that move into an area quite often move because of the flavor. They like the fact that there are the mom-and-pop businesses, the different businesses. And he goes, if we're not careful, those mom-and-pop businesses, those individuals, those different businesses could be gone if they're not supported. So he said it's real important to keep that flavor alive in your community by supporting local businesses, which I thought, coming from an actor, Harry Anderson, that was pretty interesting.
It is, and it's an important point to make. The library is supported through local property taxes, and that's where, well, now that's where over 95% of our support comes from. So we try very hard to use local businesses when we're buying office supplies or, well, really other things.
Anything that you need to buy.
Anything we need to
buy. Yeah, but you were making a good point. You know, the last bookstore that we had.
Well,
closed. Closed, yes. And that was sad. You know, because, and the reason was because too many people were buying online. So if you value the interesting and the different in your community, make sure you shop them. Make sure you let them know that you're going to buy at least some of the product. Nobody expects you to spend all of your money. Now, that's not true, Ann. But at least spend some of your money with those local merchants so they can stay in business and make a difference in our community.
So, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not only that, whenever anybody needs something for a auction, for a fundraiser, where do they go? They go to the local businesses. They don't go to the big box stores. They go to the local businesses. So that makes a difference. And, of course, we're going to continue to support. We hope you will support. But as far as the library goes, everybody seems to be supporting the library, up 60%. 60%. It's been open 1 year as of October 3rd. That's pretty amazing. So other things you want to talk about. Now, you're talking about the Greenwood Reads, and you were telling us that for the teens, the book is?
The Boy Who Dared. Well, we're reading The Boy Who Dared for everybody.
Okay.
And we are very fortunate. The Emerald City Rotary Club supported the Greenwood Reads program for 2011 and then again for 2012. And they gave us enough money to purchase enough copies of The Boy Who Dared to give one to every seventh grade student in Greenwood County.
Wow.
So we're very fortunate with that. Also, all of Ware Shoals, junior high and high school, all of their students are reading it. So, once again, we're very lucky there. Another thing I wanted to talk about, though, is the library also offers ebooks and downloadable audio books for people. If you have a Nook, a Sony e-reader, and now a Kindle, mm-hmm. you can download from the library's website. All it takes is a library card. And the library is participating in the Jasmine Digital Library Consortium. We were going to call it Jessamine, but there weren't enough people who could spell Jessamine correctly, although I was one of them, so we changed it to Jasmine. But that is available on the library's website. Just look on the left-hand side and click on that Jasmine Library Consortium or Jasmine Digital Library, and you will have a choice of over 3,000 books to choose from.
That's terrific.
Absolutely.
Now, how much does a library card cost?
It's free.
Free?
It's free.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. Can you afford that, Ann?
I think I can afford a library card.
We also have reciprocal borrowing arrangements with Lawrence County Library and also with McCormick County Library. So if you live in an area that is closer to McCormick or closer to Clinton than Greenwood, you still have an option to get to a library, and you can have a library card and not have to pay for it. And the same is true. People who live in Lawrence County or who live in McCormick County and work in Greenwood, and if you don't get home in time to go to the library there, that's not a problem. Come into the library with your business card, and you can have a library card for the Greenwood County Library.
Wow. Now, you know, speaking of that, you know, we talk about the Greenwood County Library, but you also are in charge of that. We have the 96 Library.
Yes, we have two branches. One is the 96 Branch Library, and the other one is the Ware Shoals Community Library, which is a combination school and public library in Ware Shoals.
So there are options right there. And, you know, that's a lot to keep everything flowing there. Keep it all together, huh?
Well, we're very fortunate. I have the privilege of working with an absolutely fabulous staff. I can't say enough about the staff. They are just, they inspire me every day.
Well, that's interesting, Prudence, when your staff inspires you. Normally, it works the other way. You're very fortunate.
I am. I'd like to sit here and pat myself on the back and say I inspire them, but I can't say that.
You can't say that. All right. Well, and there are programs at the 96 Library and at the Ware Shoals. I know we
yes.
talk about a lot of these programs.
Both the 96 Library and the Ware Shoals Community Library have book discussion groups, and Diana Hennessy is the branch manager at the 96 Library, and she's always got something going on there with her book discussions and with other kinds of programs too. And these programs are on the library's website, so you can go to the website and look under adult programs or look under library book discussions, and you will find what they're doing. The other thing, and they also do programs for children, so you can look on the children's website too, and for teens. Melissa Crenshaw is the branch manager at Ware Shoals Community Library. She has two book discussions there, and then she has one at each of the senior centers there. And she also does
an outreach program. Now.
She has an amazing outreach program. She also has Every Monday Matters. And this is a group that's meeting weekly, and they're focusing on something different every week for 52 weeks. So that's been something wonderful there. And you can go to the library's website. Every Monday Matters is under adult programs. So if you will click on that, you can get more information about it there.
Wow, very cool. Well, we are here with Prudence Taylor. She is, of course, and I guess you're always interested in hearing about a potential program, too, there at the library, right? If somebody's interested in bringing a program there?
Yes, we are, but they need to realize, too, that we can't afford to pay them.
Right, but if somebody has an idea, or even if they're not actually going to do the program, but if they have an idea, they should bring it to you and let you investigate.
Oh, absolutely. We would love to hear about it.
That's right. So give them a call, 941-4650. That's 941-4650. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and yes, we'll be right back.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station.